You know, I bought a case of these.
Of the blue Gatorade?
The cool blue.
G2 or regular?
G. It's like that weird Perform O2.
Hey, you need performance help.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Welcome back to episode 10 of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Episode X, Mike. We need shirts and hats and just have an X on it.
Didn't you find a website that can make, like, bad-looking t-shirts that will cost people that listen to our show way too much money?
Yeah, very soon, before as the holiday season
approaches. That's a good idea.
We will have that feature for you to purchase overpriced Outside the Box with Mike and Leon merchandise.
Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. Whatever your preference, we'll have the shirts for you.
A tip top tet. I don't even know when the hell.
What
tet.
What's that?
I don't even know when the hell tet is. But
is that a holiday?
It's a holiday
for who?
In Vietnam. Remember the whole tet offensive?
Yeah, but you said tit tat tat. I thought it was like
It was an episode of The Simpsons where they were like doing a holiday episode. And they were like, "Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and like a crazy Kwanzaa and I think it was like a solemn and dignified Ramadan." And I think Krusty or Homer said, "And a tip top tet."
Never got into The Simpsons. Did a little bit, but not, I don't really like it.
You don't watch The Simpsons? How is that
boring? I like Family Guy.
The Simpsons. Oh, Family Guy's gone downhill.
I haven't really watched those shows as much, to be honest, lately. I've sort of disappeared from that a little bit.
You've suddenly become a 52-year-old stockbroker in like the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Stockbroker?
Because those guys work all the time, you know?
Oh, well, one difference between me and the stockbrokers.
Stockbrokers have money.
Yes.
And they're smart.
There's one difference, jerk. Jeez. Well, it's good to know that even after we took a week off, apologize to all our fans, all 7 of you. Sorry about taking the week off. That was us just getting too busy and not putting in the effort to make Outside the Box the best that it can be. And we tried to get... I double booked myself. That's my screw up.
Oh, you know, it's hard that when you have 3 people and 3 schedules to try to coordinate. Things just don't work out sometimes. We'll get him. We'll get it done.
I need a 20 on Callahan.
You know, you just said, by the way, that you would never say his name, and you said his name.
I'll go back and bleep it out. No one will ever even have heard that.
Like it never
Wait,
happened.
Hold on. I'm putting in the time code. 2 minutes.
There
2 minutes. 2.
You know what? You just need to like take a piece of paper and write down the time code of things, because I feel like tonight a lot of F-bombs may come out of my mouth.
Well, this is the first time. Now, you're listening to this show, and it's Tuesday morning, afternoon-ish.
It could be Thursday. It could be – they could be listening to this show. It could be 2011, and they're listening to this show right now.
We put the show together on a late Monday night because – and this was the concept. We have come in here Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. The whole office is busy. There's people in from sales. There's people in from programming. There's different guests that are walking through the studios.
There's bad weekend shows that need to be made.
I love our weekend programming. I'll stop BSing. Anyway,
I don't give a.
Yeah, anyways. So I like it. There's nobody out in the halls. There's no one here. There's no one to bug us and... It makes me feel a little bit better, you know?
It kind of feels like we're broadcasting from a bunker.
Yeah.
Almost, because it's like kind of dark in here, and there's no one else really here. Well, there might be one other person in the building, but there's no one else really here but us. And it kind of reminds me, Mike, of that there was another show. Now, this was actually on terrestrial radio that used to be broadcast here with a guy that used to work here that had a little side project, kind of like what we're doing now. And it kind of reminds me of their little setup now. So hopefully we're not going down the same road.
Funny you say that, because you were podcasting some stuff or doing other stuff for your real job. I walked outside for a moment and I thought to myself, we are becoming that god-awful show, or hopefully not, that used to be doing this late at night. Difference is, those people were irresponsible and were drinking in the studios.
You have no idea what I would do for a beer right now. If we could black out the
windows. Well, why don't you ask some of your listeners to give you a beer?
And bring out a beer. Oh, I have I went to Sam's, and I have a gargantuan pack of the Sam Adams Winter Collection in my fridge. So, needless to say, about 8 or 12 of those are going to be knocked out when I go home.
8 or 12, did you say?
It's a Monday. It's football. It's baseball.
8 or 12? I love how it's like 3 or 4. It's 7 or 806 beers will be knocked out.
It's a long day. We leave it alone. I need to unwind. You know?
I understand.
My Xbox has the red ring of death, so now I have one less outlet to unwind. You know?
Well, a lot's happened in the 2 weeks that we took off. In the sports world, Randy Moss is now back. You want me to put the TV on? You can just say it. This is not, hey, buddy, first off, you don't have to point to the TV and say, turn it on. We're not on our real job doing a real radio.
That's true.
Just say, Mike, put on the,
okay.
put the
well,
TV
on. Well, can you turn on.
On
the television?
I don't know. I can't find the remote. I don't know where there's the remote. Hold on.
I look up and there's like this black
I'm just saying. You don't have to mouth it. But hey, the TV. You can just say it.
I was doing the Clinton power thumb at you.
Just tell me to put it on.
Michael,
the batteries are dead.
It figures that in this place,
wait, I think it
turned
off.
Batteries for the television are dead.
Wait, hold on. Sometimes, you know, you ever take batteries out and you lick them?
No, well, I take batteries out and rub them around.
Who the hell
licks a battery?
I guess I do.
You lick batteries?
I've done it before. It gives a little zhuzh.
Did you do this as a child? Because that would explain a lot of things, actually.
I did do it as a child, and it does explain a lot of things. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm going to change. Can I change the channel on you?
You licked batteries?
Doesn't work. No, maybe once or twice. Maybe I'm thinking of a pen. You know when you lick a pen? You lick your finger.
You put in your mouth?
Just listen for a moment, okay? You lick your finger like this.
That's
and then
gross.
You take the pen and you draw it on your finger, and it gets the ink back. Because of the moisture.
That's disgusting.
You've never done that?
No, I've never done
that. Anyway, the TV's on.
I don't... You will put anything in your mouth. That's why I can't give you a pen.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Don't look at me and say, I'll put anything in my mouth.
I've seen you chew pens. I've seen you chew pencils.
Yep.
I've seen you chew straws. I've seen you chew paper. I wouldn't surprise me. You know, we're missing a few of these microphone screen things.
I am not putting the microphone screens in my mouth. No. I draw the line somewhere. I don't know who
Callahan.
Took the screens.
Callahan.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I need a 20 on Callahan.
The last weekend, you and I did a high school football game together. I had a lot of people comment about your play-by-play.
Were they drinking?
No, they weren't.
Mm.
They said you did a good job.
It was, I tell you what, after doing that, I definitely have a new appreciation for, I'm sorry, the TV on is a bad thing here.
Are you not paying attention?
It distracts me. No, because they're showing the Virginia game where the Miami kicker missed the extra point.
And it was so off and they even thought it was good at first.
But one referee called it good at first. He was the moron. And then they huddled and they were like, hey, dumbass.
Do I have to turn the TV off?
It went, no, it went wide. It was no good. Anyway.
See, now it's the Redskins highlights. You're done. You lost your privilege.
Trust me. I don't want to see that again.
That's true.
But anyway, doing a high school game, even if it's just high school football, it definitely made me have a new respect. Because, you know, I watch the games like, oh, this guy's terrible. It definitely made me have a new respect for what those guys do for a living. It moves so much faster, even at the high school level, doing play-by-play.
How about can I play some of your clips? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, sure. Three people listening heard it anyway.
Or I'll play Dave Kane. He's the voice of the Cavaliers. Can I even play this stuff?
I think legally there might be some ramifications there. But, you know, of the seven people that listen to us and two are in Canada, I don't think anyone is affiliated with the University of Virginia.
Here is the voice of Leon Oliver. It's high school football. It's dynamite stuff.
So far in this contest.
The Mustangs changing their approach in the second half.
Sorry, I wanted
more passing to set up the run.
I formation once again, a little confusion there. Hand off to Ayers, bounces up the middle, makes one man miss. What a fantastic cut! He gets to the end zone, touchdown number 4. Jesse Ayers cannot be stopped.
Unbelievable. Ayers is
that was terrible.
Do you hear me? I sound even worse.
That was terrible. And also, the bad thing about it is that when I went home and I was writing the game story, it dawned on me. That was touchdown number 5.
Yeah, it was. But I pretended that it was number 4, just not to make you sound dumb.
Also,
you want to hear another one?
Also making me sound dumb, the whole first quarter of this game, Michael, you and I had rosters from a high school. I'm not going to mention the name of this high school, but they are pretty bad in football. And
I can't do it.
They didn't give us
epic fail.
They didn't give us appropriate rosters. So the whole first quarter of the game, we're calling the quarterback by the wrong name because they have it wrong on the roster.
Here's another one.
Sears.
Third and four here at Fort Monticello. Back in the I formation again. Quick pass to the near side. That's going to be from Mosley to Tyler Moneymaker. Moneymaker shakes a tackle and scoots into the end zone. Touchdown. Monticello put 6 points on the board. Let the band play. It's 12-0 here at the Mustang Ranch.
And I love that play call.
That was a good job.
Yeah, it was all right.
That was all right. Well,
I appreciate it.
I want to get your word out there, so I played a little of the audio.
Well, hey, if you're doing high school football somewhere in Nova Scotia for your Canadian listeners, and you need a voice, you contact this guy. I know the 12-man football as well.
Yeah, it was not bad. What were we talking about just about 20 minutes ago in the other room? And we started arguing about something, and I said, stop, let's save it for the outside the box, and I already forgot what that was.
Oh, because I mentioned to you that before we came in here to do this, I need to go run to the restroom.
Okay, so far, so good.
And I hadn't had a chance to go do that, and I wanted to do that, but the cleaning guys were in there working.
Okay.
You just went in there, because you're Michael Bisaglia, you don't care.
Well, I had to pee.
Well, you know, I, on the other hand, wanted an empty house before I went in there.
Well, what happens if you have to go so bad you can't? You just go hold it in and grow your pants?
I didn't want to go in there and go to the restroom. The guy's in there cleaning. I think that's a little weird.
That wasn't what we were going to discuss.
Well, no. But so I go to go in there and you're like, oh, just go to the ladies' room.
Oh, that's what we were going to discuss. Yeah, go to the ladies' room.
Hey, I'm not going to go to the ladies' room because this kind of creeps me out.
But it's 8 o'clock at night and everybody's gone.
Yeah, it just kind of creeps me out. I don't want to be in there, you know?
It's the same. Same concepts.
Yeah, I get it.
Same principle. You flush.
I don't want to go in there. Wash your hands. I just don't like going in there. You know, it's weird.
But what happens if I took the signs and switched them?
Not because it's different. You can tell a women's room from a men's room by walking in there. A, it's cleaner. And B,
you know, they actually have a movie theater in their bathroom with surround sound. Yes, and 3D editing.
You probably were in there watching the Joy Luck Club.
Yes.
But
so no,
I didn't want to go in there. And then also, I say to you, and this is probably a little too in-depth for our listeners.
Uh-oh.
When you have the choice of using a urinal or not using a urinal, you take the urinal.
Absolutely, but you did not have a choice.
But I did have a choice. I could have waited the 5 minutes for the guy to finish.
No, but now you're changing the concept. When you have the choice of using a regular toilet or waiting for a urinal, you then go to the regular toilet.
I will wait for a urinal. I will.
Even if it's at the point where it's I got to go so bad, there's nothing I can do.
I will wait for a urinal.
Don't you think that you're hurting now? Does your bladder agree with this? If your bladder had, if your bladder could talk, it would sound like this. I don't know. I mean, what is your problem? Your poor bladder is just dying in your pants.
That sound like Donald Duck being waterboarded in a Czechoslovakian field. That's what that sounds like. Wow, that was pretty bad, Michael.
I can do good impressions.
Did you go as Donald Duck for Halloween?
I did not. How was your Halloween? What's with the?
Okay.
Why are you so upset?
So I'm not upset. It's just Saturday. Was what, the 30th? Mm-hmm. We had Virginia football, noon game. I had to get to the stadium at 6 o'clock in the morning. This is after doing high school football the night before. I go to bed somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock when everything's done on the website. I have to be at the stadium 6 o'clock in the morning. I do the game. Game ends like 3:30. Help pack up everything. Takes like an hour or so to get everything packed up.
Okay.
I leave at 4:30. My girlfriend wants to go to Richmond. Her friends are having a little Halloween get together.
Okay,
fine. I would rather watch college football, but sometimes you got to take one for the team.
Okay, who's on the team?
Well, you know, the girlfriend. Sometimes you got to do a nice thing.
Okay.
So
that's very good. You're a sweetheart. You're a real sweetheart.
Right. So
real mensch.
We go, and we get there, and there's way too many people in a small space. And we're hanging out and having a couple beers. We play a little game or whatever, one of those little board games.
Apples to apples.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. And she goes, let's watch a movie. I didn't travel an hour to your place to watch a movie, you know? And like, I'm not the kind of person that goes to people's houses to watch movies because like, I can watch it at home.
And so, you're watching the movie in your costume. Did you wear a costume?
Yes.
It's a loaded question.
We were Fred and Wilma Winston.
Now, how did you...
Flintstone.
How did you put the... I saw the pictures on Facebook. They were good costumes.
Yeah.
Did you buy them? Did you make them?
She bought them. Yeah, she found them online.
Whatever. You look very, very dapper.
Dapper? What the hell does that mean?
Look it up. You look dapper in the pictures.
I'm too lazy to pull up my phone.
Yeah. But, well, but someone email the show.
So we...
You didn't go through your whole email spiel this show. No, we've given up on that.
No, we'll pass that. So we do that. I want to watch the Caps game. Obviously,
any hope of me watching...
Well, I couldn't bring it up on my phone. I don't have Verizon. You can do that with Verizon, not with Sprint. So I'm screwed, and I'm watching Paranormal Activity, which, by the way, is the worst damn movie I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, the sequel just came out.
I heard it was very good.
And if you paid money to go see that, you're a stupid person. Because that movie is god-awful, Michael.
I heard it got good reviews. The second one that it did well was one of the scarier movies ever.
I don't see... Maybe it's because horror movies don't really scare me. Like, I laugh at Saw. Nightmare on Elm Street is funny to me.
How about Saw the 3D if shit's flying at your face?
I haven't seen that yet. I plan on going to go see that.
Maybe I kind of want to see that.
This weekend. I think that'll be hilarious.
It
doesn't scare me because it's a movie. Like, if you get scared by a scary movie and you're a dude, like, I'm sorry, but you're soft.
Psychological thrillers?
No, because it's a movie. You go into it knowing it's a movie. Like, it shouldn't scare you. Nothing in this screen is going to come out and stab you in the, like,
so then
in the fucking
heart. Should a movie that makes you feel happy, should it not make you feel happy because it's a movie?
Well, I mean, yes, of course you can feel happy. I love The Pursuit of Happiness. It makes me happy.
But it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. You can take that away. But this...
How about a movie that makes you feel sad? It's a movie. Should you not feel sad?
Yeah, because you can hear a person's story and feel sad from that.
But well, to be legitimately
scared for your safety and your well-being and like to hear noises in your house and think that, oh, it's the movie. No, it's a movie. It was shot on a set. Like, there is no... You know, ghost in the wall. There's no one's coming to see you.
You know, when you said there's a ghost in the wall, a head walked by the door. I don't know who it was, but there was a floating head that walked by the door, and now I'm a little freaked out.
I don't tell you.
See, there is somebody in here.
Nothing. I would love to meet a ghost, by the way.
Have you never met a ghost? I've never met a ghost.
It wouldn't freak me out like at all.
I would be a little nervous if I was like I'm hanging out here at the station and there's just some goblin in the fridge like chilling having some leftover apple cider that's in our fridge. That might weird me out.
If he's cool,
what would you say to the ghost?
What's up, Bubba?
You would not start talking to the ghost.
No, I would talk to him. I would know his story.
Well, what happens if the ghost was angry and had a weapon?
Then we're about to throw nails.
You would not fight a ghost.
I would fight a ghost.
No way. First of all, the ghost would kick the crap out of you.
Hey,
Have you seen Ghostbusters? Those are some vicious looking
ghosts. It's a movie. Everything.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I wouldn't necessarily say I believe in ghosts. I believe like there is some... I guess I hate to use this term after talking about how shitty the movie was. I guess there's some paranormal activity, maybe.
Right, right.
But
who's in that? Mel Gibson?
I have no idea who's in.
Danny DeVito?
You know, let me sum this movie up for you in 2 seconds. A guy pulls out a video camera. Nothing happens. He argues with his girlfriend. Things start moving. Eventually, things start getting really
don't blow it
crazy.
For me. Don't blow
it
for me.
I'm not blowing
it
for you.
Never see the movie.
But it's like somebody just pulled out a video camera and recorded him and his girlfriend for four days. It's awful.
Now, I heard the sequel is less Blair Witch style homemade and more of a...
So someone actually put effort into it?
I guess that's the word you look for. Yeah. Have you ever been scared by a movie once in your life? Now, how about this? Now, how about you say a man should never be scared. Is there an age cutoff, or if you're a little kid,
if you're like six,
at what age do you make the transition into? Well, now you're just a.
I think about it. By the time you hit puberty, were you like 12, 13?
So let's say you're a late developer, and it doesn't happen until you're about 18. Would you then get an extension?
Who the hell doesn't hit puberty until they're 18?
That movie Jack. That was the opposite. That was when he had to say, I don't know. I mean, what were you like during puberty?
People talk about that and like, oh, puberty, you're so weird and you're in middle school. I don't remember anything being really weird.
I don't either. I don't remember being that awkward. I mean,
yeah.
I remember having different feelings occurring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I don't remember being
I'm a little weirded out right
but
now.
But I don't ever remember being like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know if I can go to middle school. I'm so insecure.
My voice is cracking. I don't know. Yeah, never happened.
But I remember being like, oh, Well, I'm thinking about more than just sports now.
I remember those days when you stopped caring about so much about what the Power Rangers were doing, but you were worried about what the blonde in your science class
the difference is you care about the Power Rangers, but then you're like, well, there's the Pink Ranger. Oh, where the hell has she been for the last 3.5 years?
What happened to the Pink Ranger?
She's on crack. She's dead.
No, she's not dead.
She's a dead crack.
She's not dead. You should Google the Pink Ranger. Like okay, right I'll now, Google I wonder Power what she's Ranger. Doing. I bet she's doing like pornography or something right now.
The pink. All right, I'm running it. Pink Power Ranger. Oh, Kimberly. Like, here you go.
Yeah. What do you do with your life? I'm looking on the show.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
You were right.
You're joking.
I swear to God. There's. Whoops.
Okay, this is terrible radio. I'm moving my microphone around. I want to see this.
Yeah, look, the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh my God, she is.
Well, now the computer froze and my activity is going to show that I'm looking up the Pink Power Ranger. Oh my God, unbelievable.
And well, Mike, you'll be back on the job market.
Well, I just want to look at her in a couple weeks. Her Wikipedia.
So there's a picture of the Pink Power Ranger.
Maybe it was superimposed. Maybe it was not superimposed. The fake pictures.
I think that is superimposed.
You don't think that was real?
I think that's what that word means.
Like
in that context.
It looks like she's been in nothing else, though.
Well, I mean, none of these people are in anything else. Like the Green Ranger. Like, what has he done with his life?
All right, let's see if this. Can you name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? There's 7 Power Rangers. Can you name the colors?
Yeah, There's green. That was Tommy.
Okay. Oh my. You know their names?
Oh, dude, I was so into Power Rangers.
Oh, geez, you do not know their names.
There's green.
That
was Tommy.
Is bad.
There's red. That was Jason.
Oh God. You know their names.
Pink was Kimberly. Blue was Billy. The black was the black guy, by the way. Which what the hell was that about? The black guy had to be black. And the Asian one was yellow. What was up with that?
I don't know.
I forget the Yellow Ranger's name, terrible. But it was an Asian girl. And the black guy might have been Zach, maybe? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I never got into Power Rangers, at some point there was a white
Ranger.
Now when this Outside the Box got rolling, I never thought that we would get on the topic of the Power Rangers.
Dude, you have no idea how much I loved Power Rangers when it first came out. But then instance when they got into like the animals and stuff, that's when I mean, beast mode or something. It was really weird. But
what was the bad guy name? More like Ninja Turtles or something?
I want to say it was like Gordon or something. I love the Turtles too.
Okay.
I had like a 4-foot-tall Leonardo, man. But yeah. But that was about that time too. Power Rangers came out. You were watching that. And then about that time that the second series of Power Rangers came out. Was about the time you stopped paying attention to them and you started paying attention to the girls in your classes.
Oh boy, this is Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. A good first segment for taking a week and a half off. I have to say that was pretty solid. I'll end with this little audio clip.
We learned a lot about Leon in that segment.
A little too much. We've learned that Leon still watches Power Rangers. Sing the song for us.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
He did. Anyway, I'm going to bump out with this audio. You know about Brad Childress, the coach of the Vikings?
Yeah.
Guy's a jerk. I don't think he's a good coach either.
Guy's an idiot.
He sounds exactly like the guy from the Men's Warehouse commercials. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Desert Pinstripe from Jones, New York. Or Lauren by Ralph Lauren. Everybody can agree. Top designer name suits look expensive. Well, they are expensive. They're just not expensive here. You're going to like the way you look.
You got that?
I guarantee it.
All right, here's Brad Childress. They sound identical.
Just from the standpoint, these guys have been going at it for
it's the same guy.
Very long time with the 4 preseason games, 2 weeks of training camp. So
that's weird.
We're reasonably healthy. Individuals
playing
can get
at the same time.
Healthier, right from Jones, New York. This from the standpoint, by these guys have been going at it for
everybody can agree.
Long time.
That's really
top designer name.
Told you. Outside the Box, Mike and Leon will be right back. Welcome back to Outside the Box, Part 2, Episode 10. Leon's still drinking his Gatorade. I sort of caught him off guard when I turned the microphones on, but we were just chatting about the Power Rangers we just had before Brad Childress and the dude from Men's Warehouse, they sound exactly the same. I mean, exactly the same.
You know, that's almost as freaky as you know who looks alike. Your radio icon, the man that we won't mention his name on this show, he looks like Wade Phillips.
He does look like Wade Phillips.
I'm going to put that picture up and
Callahan.
Let the fans...
Put that, you're going
to
put that...
I need a 20 on Callahan.
Weeks before you put a picture up of Callahan. Whatever, the guy we're not mentioning, Callahan. And Wade Phillips.
I need a 20 on Callahan.
I will get that done today. Sometimes I let my real job interfere with this podcast.
Stop being so damn selfish.
Which, you know, I shouldn't. Well, no one's paying me here. Men's Warehouse, by the way, send us a check. We played that spot. We want a check.
Remember Christine who sent us the cookies?
Yeah.
Delicious chocolate chip cookies. Well, apparently we had someone else write on the her Facebook wall that they would pay for her cookies after listening to Outside the Box. Mm. She also was concerned because she heard us curse, and she said, can we curse? I have no idea. So far, so good.
I mean, yeah. Well, we're on the internet. We're not governed by the FCC. You know, we're not on terrestrial radio. I can say the F word 37 times in a row if I want.
That would be inappropriate.
What was that Limp Bizkit song? I think they said the F word.
Did it all for the nookie?
No, it was another one where they said the F word and they counted it. And he said, if I say two more times, that's 47. And he said it basically 47 times in one song.
Is there a record or something that he was going for?
I don't know. But, I mean, we could say it whatever we want.
Are you nervous to say it?
No, I just, you know, my thing is like.
Say it if it's natural.
I don't want to just force say it. I mean, Lord knows, you know it comes out of my mouth.
You curse. You curse when you're angry.
I curse.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
Sports cursing?
What, like at teams?
Oh, like, come on, Shanahan, what the F you doing?
Nah, you know, I lost that fanniness, you know?
Yeah, you don't even like your teams anymore.
I like my teams. I get, you know, but I look at things differently now. I'm not like, you know, oh, God, Bruce Boudreaux, you're an idiot. You know, why isn't, you know, I'm just like.
You know our Super Steeler fan?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Well, he put on his Facebook wall about 2 weeks ago, was it, when the Steelers won, and then the Redskins had an impressive win. Who did they beat? The Bears?
That was the Bears. That was week before last.
And he wrote on his wall, like, way to go, Steelers. Way to go, Redskins, to get the win. You're playing good. I said, you abandoned the Steelers. You abandoned the Redskins so you could root for a team that was good. Now the Skins are playing better football, and you're going to come jump back on the bandwagon? You can't do that. You shouldn't have been a Steelers fan to begin with. But now you're going to be a Redskins fan again? Are you kidding me?
What did he say?
He said it's just good to see a local team do well. Shit, come on.
You know, last night, that Sunday night game, the Steelers and the Saints, how insufferable must that place have been? And I'm not talking about you people that live in Pittsburgh. That's okay. You can root for the Steelers. I'm talking about the people that live in New Orleans, for example, that were there rocking Steeler gear, and their grandfather once drove by a steel mill with his windows down, and all of a sudden they're a Steeler fan.
You don't know. You don't know.
But
did you see the costumes of that game? That's some freaky stuff.
That looked miserable. New Orleans is not a place I want to spend any amount of time.
You know when you watch a game, you're like, that's just got a good football feeling, good football atmosphere. Yeah. It's cold. People are yelling. That looked like a freak show.
Oh, it was. It looked like Rocky Horror threw up all over the place.
See, that would scare me.
What, Rocky Horror?
Yeah, being in that game, that stadium, with those freaks cheering.
Yeah, but they were weird. Like, you know, you turn on a light or something.
Oh,
like,
I saw the head that walked by. Away. It's from Jeff Sweatman.
Oh, well, it's just from the corner, yeah.
That's who it was. I was like, who is in here? There's no one else left.
Look, you did it again.
Time mark. 4:20. In the second part.
Of course it was 420.
What does that mean?
You know what 420 is?
What's 420?
You know what 420
is? I know what 420 is, jackass.
What's 420?
420 is on April the 20th.
Okay.
And each year, youngsters and gangsters will smoke their marijuana.
In fields in Colorado.
Yeah, these youngsters this is what the kids are doing, man. I know what that is.
The youth is
my friend Jeremy Burston. Jeremy Burston's birthday, April 20th.
I'm going to stop because there was a lot of bad things with that associated with that day.
Let's preview a little bit.
All right.
This interview with the man we can't name. Although we're going to have to name his name and out him when we interview him. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in the month of November. He will be on this show. I mean, that is a guarantee. Deadlock guarantee. This guy, is there anything that you want to ask him? One question is, he refuses to drink Coca-Cola, but loves Pepsi.
And he drinks 2-liter bottle of it every day.
2-liter bottles of it.
That's not good for your health.
No. The Dr. Leon, we should have a segment on this show, Health Advice from Leon.
Yeah, the guy who says he's going to go home and drink 8 Sam Adams is telling you that 2-liter
eight
bottle.
To 8 to 12.
It's kind of like, snow predictions, you know, 8 to 12 inches. Well, 8 to 12 bottles.
Yeah, see, it's sort of like the weather where you can screw up because your drinking is the same. I guess, equivalent.
I could probably drink and give a good as a forecast as a lot of meteorologists.
Give a forecast right now.
Tomorrow, it's going to be
Seriously. No, let's go. Ready? And 3, 2. Do you know the weather for the next week?
I don't, but
do you want
guess.
Me to pull it up on the computer? We'll switch seats?
No. You're good.
I don't want you to make something up. I want you to actually give a real
I'm
forecast.
I'm going to tell you what the weather is.
You know
is.
The weather forecast?
I don't, but I can sense it.
All right. Well, hold on. Now that I'm going to re-Google and get rid of the pink Power Ranger. And this
we
is
we never did finish telling that story. The pink in that photo, the pink Power Rangers. This is ADD radio, by the way. This is skipping everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she's topless apparently, and there's like some stars over her breast, so you can't clearly see everything. But apparently, she was in some adult imagery.
Unbelievable. Now, you probably put that up there the whole time knowing what you were going to do.
Yeah, that's what I do in my my other side job. I have a business where I put nude photos of the pink Power Ranger online. That's my other job.
That's a weird job, buddy.
It's like that guy in Knocked Up.
Okay. So you're going to give a weather forecast?
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. This is I want this in the background. You just need some...
I don't need music.
A little music.
This is like... This is like bad Halloween music.
Give your forecast.
Tomorrow, what, for Charlottesville?
Well, the music froze. Get this damn computer. I'm trying to give a music forecast.
Well, everything in this damn place was bought like a Soviet yard sale.
Well, at least our podcast is still rolling.
There's like a sickle and a hammer on the computer there somewhere. Anyway, no, tomorrow's going to be about 55, partly cloudy, and wind coming from the southeast, 7 to 10 miles an hour.
All right, then give the 7-day.
I don't know that, but
you
got to
give the
tomorrow.
7-day forecast.
Okay, the rest of the week, be about 55, 57, 56 or so. Maybe a little rain on the weekend.
Maybe a little rain on the weekend. Let's check. Friday, partly cloudy, 64. Saturday, 58, sunny. Sunday, 61, sunny. You are awful.
Yeah, well, you know.
Can't even get the forecast right.
Yeah, well, you know, I.
You know, I work at the TV station. Now we should have you do a fake forecast. I'm sure they would love that. I think like a few people from there listen to the podcast.
I got a face that was meant for television, by the way.
No.
I am a gorgeous fellow.
You are gorgeous. You are handsome. If you lost a few pounds, I think you can be very handsome.
You. What the hell is this? You're
this I'm
me?
Being honest. I am in touch with my... Jeff Sweatman walking by there kind of freaked me out, and he gave me the... A little rock on sort of signal.
Yeah, the rock on.
He appreciates our podcast. I guess I'm wrong when I'm saying, oh, there he goes again. Look.
He's like got his back turned to us. What the hell? You're a weird kid.
I know that. Anyway, I'm just saying if you lost a few pounds, you could be a good looking guy.
Yeah, you know, I've been known to turn some heads. Yeah.
Yeah, really? Tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I can't really divulge all this information.
I think we should get on the air. We should have some sort of goal.
A laundry list of Leon's ex-girlfriends?
No. I'm not, dude. I don't want to know that. I'm just saying we motivate you to lose a few lbs.
I'm working on it. I got me. I know I put on a few recently. I got me a little program working on here.
It's called. Again, if we go back to the beginning of the show, Leon said, and I quote, "I'm going to have between 8 and 12 Sam Adams."
I like to drink my calories. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Less eating, more drinking. I think this diet is going to work out fantastic.
It might. Well, I guess if you abandon food and just go strict alcohol, you probably lose weight.
I want to, you know, I saw on Mancers.
But then again, you'd be you need food.
I saw on Mancers that like the human body can survive, like I want to say it was like 30 days if you just drink alcohol.
Oh, so you could go a month.
Yeah. Because like there's still like nutritional content in like beer, you know?
See, you would probably last longer than me.
Why is that? Because I drink more beer than
you
do?
No, because you have stored up food.
Yeah, I got a little extra reservoir there, I guess.
You could probably go 3 months.
No, it's like, how can you go 33 months after like 30
You
want
to try? See how long you can
you're going to pay for it?
No. Well, and then if you're dead, I'll feel terrible. Now,
see, if we can get a
who am I
going to
do the podcast with?
And you can, the guy with no name. He can come in here without his shoes and
Callahan.
Socks on.
Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
He can come in here without his shoes and socks on. Like within the first month of me working here at our old little workstation that we used to share.
Yeah.
I found a sock. One of his socks was laying by
his socks all have holes in them.
Yes. His sock was laying by my computer, though.
Do you have any more videos or pictures from your phone? I know the pictures you put up last week got a very good response.
I have some. I don't have any other new ones. I had a bunch, and then I showed them and deleted them.
We need to really update the catalog. Mm. Did I ever tell you the story about him? This was before you were here, and he had dirty clothes, and he essentially turned the studio behind you, the WVAX studio, he turned it into a laundromat, and he hung up his clothes as they were wet and dried them.
There's so many. Why? And you mean clothing? Like
I don't know what. I don't know if it was his whitey tighties or his boxer briefs.
Tidy whiteys.
What did I say?
Whitey tighties.
Did I get it backwards? Whitey tighties. Tidy whiteys.
Yeah, you did.
Tidy whiteys.
Why do you have wet clothing in the radio? What were you washing in the sink?
Yeah, he was cleaning his clothes. He had to clean his clothes, so he did that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, speaking of weird things, and I probably told you this story, but I got to tell this story for our listeners. I think it was about maybe a week and a half ago or so. In France, there were these people from Angola. There were 13 of them. They were in an apartment. This guy was naked. He went to go feed his child while naked.
How old is this kid?
I'm thinking this kid's less than 1 year old, I think.
So little.
Yeah, a baby.
Needs attention.
It was a baby. Yeah, definitely needs attention. Can't feed himself. Went to go feed his child naked. Some of the other guests in that apartment took him for the devil and stabbed him like in the hand or whatever and threw him out of the apartment.
Okay.
He then proceeded to try to beat on the door and get back in the apartment.
Okay.
The people were freaked out, thinking that the devil was trying to enter the apartment, and several of them jumped out of a second-story window, injuring themselves. Why are there 13 Angolans in an apartment in Paris?
They're getting ready to play the Dream Team.
Why? Why are you naked with 12 other people
in
your apartment?
It's hot outside and you're horny.
Why are you going to feed your child while naked?
Okay, you're a pervert.
And why and how bad did this guy look naked?
Did you find pictures of it?
No, I don't want to see this.
Are they available?
I don't think so. I imagine the French, the Parisian police probably have this.
Well, I just think that's a weird story. I think that sort of thing happens. There was a time in my life I remember... No, I've never been naked.
With 12 people in the apartment. How bad must this guy look? They thought he was the devil.
He probably looked pretty bad. There's a person I know that looks like Satan.
No.
Yes. Very creepy. Very creepy. Someone
no.
I know it has a terrible look. Like, scared the crap out of me looking. I know you say it's a movie. If you saw him in the movie, you'd be like, or saw him in real life, you'd be like, cast him in the movie.
Really?
Very creepy looking guy. Mm-hmm.
That's
not
going
to do names because maybe he's our listener and he might not know this.
Maybe he's the guy listening in Canada.
Oh, man. We have people listening in Canada.
We have regular listenership in Canada. This is an international show, you hosiers. Keep your stick on the ice, eh?
If we have internet, we should do an episode in a different language.
Canadians are in a different language.
That's a good point.
They speak English there. They just say "a."
I'm just saying in general. We should do a theme. It could be like French.
I took 4 years of French. I don't know a damn word.
My worst subject was Spanish. I took it in high school, middle school, college. Probably combined 12 years. I can only say "si" and "no." I know crap about another language. It's awful. It's embarrassing.
One of my best friends, ever since second grade, is Spanish. He's Mexican. I don't know any Spanish other than how to say pass the ball. He won't teach me any.
Your friend Diaz?
Yeah.
I saw Diaz on Friday. I was out doing a remote.
Yeah.
I think he was with it. Is he married?
No, he's got a girlfriend. Very serious girlfriend.
I saw them out. I was just too nervous. I walked the other way. I didn't want to talk to him. I got scared. I'm sorry. If he's listening, I apologize.
No, he's a little bastard.
I just wasn't in the mood. You know when you're like doing your thing and you're just not in the mood to have a fake conversation for 5 minutes? I like the kid. I think he's a good guy and we'll talk.
Yeah.
I just wasn't in the mood for like 5 minutes of how are you doing.
Well, I had a fake conversation the other day with the person that used to, we were talking about earlier, used to work here, used to have a little side radio show.
This was on the phone.
Who we had, let's just say, an entangling professional.
Yes, not the best week.
We had to deal with not exactly the best week, not exactly the best day. We had a professional issue, or two separate companies we work for. And he called here, and we had to have like a 10-minute like fake conversation. And I hate having fake conversations.
You should have just hung up on him.
Nah,
or you should have been like, oh, someone else is calling. It's my Aunt Louise.
Why is she calling the radio station?
Or your cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to take this call.
Yeah.
I know, but you don't want to. That guy sucks. That guy sucks. Now you can say it. Let it out, baby.
He's an ass.
He's an ass. See, you guys should just semi-curse. That guy sucks.
No, you know what's just funny? I don't feel like I'm pulling teeth through the curse. I curse naturally all the time.
Is you're nervous about it still?
No, he's an asshole.
By the way, we're going to this high school. There you go. We're going to this high school football game. Oh, they have barbecue at every game I've been to.
They did.
The one game I went to, they did not have barbecue. I had to buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's pretty good, but I'm just saying, I was all excited about the barbecue.
It's a tax write-off for you then.
That's not the point. I wanted the BBQ.
They had it.
You're gonna like the way you look.
They had it last week.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Nah, I kid you not.
What'd you have?
I had some sausage. And I had some. I had some chicken. They had like a little barbecue chicken wings. It was very good.
It's probably better.
That's your like most important function of your job. When you go to do a broadcast, if there's food, that's like the number one thing.
It makes my day. I love free food.
We had chili for our pregame meal Saturday.
Okay.
For football.
From where?
It's a South African restaurant, and they
Shabing.
Yeah, and they did chili. They did barbecue the last 3 weeks before. That was good. The thing is, you don't want to be in a production truck with a bunch of guys after they've eaten chili.
Or girls. It doesn't matter. I mean, everybody has stomachs.
Worse with dudes, because girls will be discreet about stuff.
Yeah, they'll hold it in. Guys will be like, hey, Frankie.
Exactly. And
girl will be like, oh, wait, hold on.
I'm wedged between one very gross individual to my right and one very old individual to my left. So I'm at like ground zero of like this funktastrophe.
Mm.
It was bad times, man.
Outside the box, this is episode number 10, which is what in Spanish?
Hell if I know.
Do you really have no idea?
I really don't know 10 in Spanish.
We just count up there? You want to do it together?
I can only, look, uno, dos, tres,
cuatro,
cinco, seis, that's where it stops.
Siete, ocho, nueve, nueve, nueve.
I don't know.
Diez?
I don't know. He doesn't teach me.
No, that's it. I think it's 10 is Diez.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know, he won't teach me. And then
I'm joking.
You're like dying.
Oh, yeah.
And then the things that he tells me in Spanish are wrong. I've tried to talk to people in Spanish for things he tells me, and it's like, I am gay. Like, things like that in Spanish. If you isolate that, I'll kill you. But
numbers 1 through 10 in Spanish.
But he...
It's Diez!
That's what he says. No, it's not.
I swear to God, it's Diez.
Really?
Look here. You don't have to look. It's Diez. So the irony of this episode is the whole time we're saying that kid's name, and we couldn't get to 10. Unbelievable. It's outside the box. Listen. Tell your friends to listen. Spread the links. If you want to buy a sponsorship or give, it's available now. It's Diez dollars. Or we'll even do siete or anything in Spanish 1 through 10. You want it, we'll put you on the air. It'll cost you $10. Yeah.
No, for real, though. If you want some sponsorship, contact us.
Stop with this for real. Leon, we are not even close to that point.
You never know. Someone could be listening out
here. You want to bet? I'll make a personal bet.
We could tell you that, listen, you could be listening to this in episode 11. We could open up this program and say, you know what? Episode 11,
do a
Outside
fake,
the
do,
Box.
Our right. show is going to become
episode
11
with Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, brought to you by Bob's Pancake House over on Route 3. Make sure to stop in. They got a big-ass stack of pancakes, $5.99.
I went there the other day, Leon. I poured the maple syrup on my big-ass pancakes. I loaded it in my belly. It was so darn good. I recommend you go there. They've got the sausage and gravy special going on
this
Tuesdays.
This could be your business. There is a local business. I won't name the name because I'm actually going to. I'm actually trying to work on this.
You thought you maybe you'd want to tell me?
I'm an idiot. And I spent a lot of time and money of my own at this business. So, you know, I'm going to try to get them to give something back.
And you're afraid to say them now?
Well, because I don't want to jinx it. I mean, it's like a...
A local business.
It's like you're. It's like when you're courting a woman, Michael.
Outside of Burger King, where do you go?
Oh, I eat at a place that I will tell anyone within the tri-state area.
The tri-state.
There is a tri-state area here.
Oh, good. You know who listens from the tri-state area? My dad, you dipshit.
Well, I will be more than happy to tell your dad and everyone else in the tri-state area that this place is the best burgers I've ever had in my life. And I'm a man that knows burgers.
They have
a phenomenal beer selection.
Fine. Episode 11. Episode 11. We will reveal wherever you go besides Burger King.
Maybe it's still in the works. See, it's like courting a woman. You don't want to come on too strong. I just said courting, by the way. What is this, like 1952?
Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying to just get to your point. But I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
You don't want to come on too strong. You gotta gradually work there. You know, you gotta plant a seed and let it grow, Michael.
The thought of you selling is a laughable thought.
I am a fantastic salesman.
This is Outside the Box, episode number 10.
When I worked at Kmart, you know who had the most sales in the electronics department?
Un perro, un hombre, un libro.
Translation, your cow has shit in the field.
One dog, one man, one book. This is Outside the Box, episode 10. We'll see you in a little bit, Bubba. Yeah. Driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block, pinging the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail? Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grips. Or shots, and if you with me, mama, rubbing your tits. And whatnot, I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our blocks. And my plot, let's stick up the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh, let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh, let's sip the Chris and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, nigga, volume 2. Y'all niggas be ready. Niggas locked down in a 10x4, controlling the house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. I'd rather that. I float for chicks wishing. They ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers that's born the clock. No one will be on top, whether I perform or not. I went for